Blog Talk Radio.
Like a hair 4 years. I'm in the living room, banging on an old upright, where my world began. Discovering the music that the child I was, before I became the man that I am.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS Radio. I'm Burke Allen, broadcasting from a snowy Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, as we welcome our guest today, Conor Cunneen, who is an author, a public speaker, and an Irishman, which I guess, Conor, would also make you a drinker. Welcome to the show.
I've been known to have one or two, all right, Burke. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, although you are an Irishman, you are, in fact, in America, in Chicago. And I'm wondering if you picked Chicago because the airport there is O'Hare. Are you trying to get as close to Ireland as you can there?
It wasn't exactly like that, but the reason why I came over initially about 11 years ago, I was VP of marketing with Best Foods. That's Hellman's Mayonnaise and Knorr Soups and Sauces, etc. And that was what actually brought me over here to the States originally.
Ah, very good. Now, do you still have a whole garage full of free mayonnaise?
The mayonnaise is gone. It does have a shelf life, and but I just still continue to be a strong supporter of the brand.
Tell us about your new book, and it seems very timely in light of what's happened with not only the American economy, but worldwide in the last year and a half, and what it all means to folks that are experiencing job transitions.
Right. The book is titled Chief Gab the World, 8 Building Blocks to Successful Job Transition. And I do a lot of speaking to people who are in job transition and in job search. And basically, I've come to the realization that job transition and job search is a mind game. And you've got to really believe in yourself and do the right things so that you can walk into the interview 12 foot tall and bulletproof, is what I say. So what I did was I created 8 building blocks to successful job transition, and coincidentally, the acronym for the 8 building blocks makes up the word SHEIFGAB, S-H-E-I-F-G-A-B. So that's basically what the content of the book is about, and it goes through the pain and the trauma and the anxiety and the highs and lows of the job transition process.
Conor Cunneen is our guest today. You can visit him online at IrishmanSpeaks.com. That's IrishmanSpeaks.com, and you can call in and speak with him now and get his unique take on job transitions and what to do and how to go about it. Our phone lines are open at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, which happens to be a free call if you're in the New York City metropolitan area. Otherwise, you're going to plunk your quarters in the machine. Chief Gab. I wondered what that meant, and you say it's actually an acronym.
Right. I actually do, Burke, tell my audience that Chief Gab is the Irish word for do it or make it happen. Hence, for the job seeker, they've got to do it and they've got to make it happen. And if they do that, they will actually get that well-paying job they need. Now, if there's any Irish people listening on the blog, on the radio, they will know that the Chief Gab, that I'm talking through my proverbial, shall we say, when I say Chief Gab is an Irish word. But it's Irish in the sense that it was created by an Irish man. I.e., me. So, but it's a really powerful mnemonic, though. If you can sheaf gab the world, if you can take the 8 building blocks that I go through with the sheaf gab concept, it definitely will help the job seeker to find that well-paying job.
If you'd like to pick up a copy of Chief Gab the World, it's available at IrishmanSpeaks.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. And, Conor, we've got a telephone call on the line, so let's talk with him now. Hi, you're on WAMS Radio with Conor Cunneen. Hello, caller. Hi, caller, can you hear me? All right, we'll come back to the caller. Conor, you mentioned, 8 techniques, if you will, to help folks that are job seekers or experiencing a job transition. Can we touch on some of those?
Yeah, the as I say, it's an acronym for the eight building blocks. And the first building block is S, and S is for structure. And having spoken to so many people who are in job search and job transition over the last number of years, and I was in job transition myself at one stage, I'm absolutely convinced that human beings and job seekers need structure in their life. And I actually say that life without structure is a rudderless ship. And what happens to the person who's in job search is that they suddenly realize that the structure they had when they were in their previous well-paying job is suddenly gone, and they've got to create their own structure, which individual people are not good at doing. And if there's one simple piece of advice that can change the person's mindset and their ability to be to motivate themselves, is to find ways to put structure into your day and into your week, and know what
you know. It's interesting you say that, Connor. The here in Washington D.C. this week, we have a brand new football coach for the Redskins, Mike Shanahan, who for many years spent time with the Denver Broncos. And there was an article in the paper here that even after he left the Broncos in 2008, that he set up an office close to their stadium, maintained his same personal assistant, and set his office up very much like he did at the Broncos facility to go in and watch videotape, 5 to 6 hours a day, and maintain a very regular schedule. He wanted to be able to go to an office, to get up, to take a shower, to do all those things that normally he did prior. So I think that very much speaks to maintaining a structure even when you're looking for work.
Right, I might actually get him to endorse Chief Gab the world based on that kind of a comment. But he's absolutely right. And this is one of the things that a job seeker has difficulty in doing, is knowing how they're going to keep busy during the day and during the week. And some of the other elements of the Chief Gab concept show how you can actually do that as well. But life without structure is a rudderless ship, and too many job seekers haven't sufficient structure in their day, which makes the day very, very long for them then.
Our guest is Connor Kinnean. We're talking about his new book, Chief Gab the World, and its advice for folks in job transition. Very much like the popular movie Up in the Air right now, many folks listening may have their work situation up in the air. So we've talked about the S of Chief Gab structure, and help, I guess, would be next.
Yeah, as I said, job transition is a mind game. And the second element of the Chief Gab concept is H for help. And one of the things that the job seekers often miss and don't hear when they're in job transition is two simple words, thank you. And because when you hear the words thank you, you're being appreciated and you feel better about yourself. And one thing that can put structure into a job seeker's day and into their week, and also make them feel better about themselves, is if they get involved helping in the community or helping in the neighborhood some way. And what that helps them to do is they know where they're going to be tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, because they've got to be down at the local sports center or coaching some baseball or basketball team. And then when they're finished that after an hour and a half, maybe they go off to do some other program. But when they're leaving after an hour and a half, they're being thanked by the kids or by the parents. And that is the kind of motivation and the appreciation that people need to win this mind game that is the job transition process.
It's a great idea to help your community, help others while you're looking for work. Connor Kinnean is our guest. If you'd like to speak with him, it's 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. All right, E for environment.
Right. This is the element that I think is crucial to the job seeker staying motivated and wanting to keep going every single day. What happens, Burke, in the job transition process is that most job seekers do the same thing in the same way, at the same time, in the same place, day after day. And if you want a recipe for depression, it's actually doing the same thing in the same way, at the same time, in the same place, day after day, and when you're doing it on your own. And that's the kind of trap that a job seeker falls into. So what I strongly encourage job seekers to do is to change their environment. And by that I mean simple little ideas like, instead of spending all of their time working at home and on their home computer, which most job seekers tend to do, what they should be doing is they should be going to the local library, they should be going to the local career center, they should be going to the local Starbucks or Panera, where they can actually get on the internet and do their work from there. But do it in a structured way, so that tomorrow morning I know that at 9 o'clock I'm going to be at my local library and I'm going to spend 2 hours there. Then I'm going to come back home and do some phone calls, etc. But if you don't change your environment, you're going to get stale. And I'll give you an example of that. My wife and I went to Vegas last year to see, we were there for a couple of days. We went to see Elton John. He was playing in Vegas doing a residency. And my wife loves Elton John. We were not impressed with his concert at all. Yet when he was in Chicago a couple of months later when we went to see him, he was absolutely brilliant when he played in Wrigley Field. And the difference, I think, is the kind of difference that the job seeker can relate to. When Elton John was doing the same thing in the same way, staged in Las Vegas night after night, it got boring. But when he goes out to Wrigley Field and plays in front of a natural live audience, totally different environment, he was the rocker that kind of people expected him to be. And that's what job seekers need to do. They need to change their environment consistently to be able to stay motivated and to be able to sheaf gab the world.
Great advice. The book is Sheaf Gab the World. It's available at Connor Keane's website, irishmanspeaks.com, at amazon.com, and bookstores everywhere. And Connor, you're also an in-demand public speaker, and from looking at your website, that may in fact be because of your ties that you wear. You are almost as colorful as Elton John.
maybe, yeah. I haven't got the kind of goofball glasses that he does. But actually, you know, it's interesting you picked that up, because one of the things I do say to people at networking events, and also if I'm doing a presentation, a keynote presentation to a small group of people, is that I will actually regularly wear a slightly goofball tie. Maybe it's Winnie the Pooh or Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse or something. Because what that does is it breaks the ice. I regularly say to people when they're going to networking events, you've got to find some way to differentiate yourself. Now, maybe if I'm not wearing a tie, people might remember me because of my accent. But in general, most people don't have the Irish brogue, but they've got to find some way to differentiate themselves, break the ice, put a smile on people's face. And that's actually why I wear those slightly goofball ties.
Connor, let me tell you, one thing you do not do is blend, that's for sure. Connor Kuhn is our guest, and we've got a caller on the line now to talk with Connor and be a part of the conversation on WAMS Radio. Hi, caller, Connor Kuhn.
Hello, how are you?
Good, hi, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Doing great. Quick question, Connor. what part, I think you might have just touched on a little bit while I was in queue, but what part does humor play? I mean, what part should it play? I mean, I like to make jokes, and when I get comfortable with people, I do that. But in an interview, is there a right way? Do you have to wait for kind of signs from the other person doing the interviewing, or is that maybe an icebreaker? What do you think about that?
That's a great question.
That is a great question. I'll actually address it in two ways. During the interview, I think the bottom line is that the person that you're in job competition with has probably got a resume similar to you, has got an experience level similar to you, and basically there isn't a huge difference. To a great extent, what it comes down to at the end of the day is who does the interviewer like best, and that may often happen because the person that's walking into the room has a smile on their face or a spring in their step. And I actually remember some of the listeners might be familiar with a supermarket group in Ireland called Superquinn that Tom Peters, the great marketing and management guru, used laud as being just a wonderful customer service organization. But the founder of Superquinn used to always say that he would not interview people, or he would not recruit people for his organization if they did not come into the room with a smile on their face. And you can actually see that in the Superquinn organization. A lot of people had smiles on their face more than anywhere else. So if you can go into the interview with a smile on your face, you have a much better chance, I think, of making that connection. And it's the connection that you make combined with your resume and your experience is going to determine whether or not you're going to get that position.
Okay.
Caller, thanks for being a part of the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
But if I can just follow up on that one, Burke, for a moment.
Of course.
I do actually suggest in the book that off-color jokes can help your interview. And people kind of look at me and they say, he's really lost it this time. But the idea is, as I've said to you, job transition is a mind game. And before you go into the interview, you've got to make sure that you're pumped up and feeling good about yourself. And particularly for a telephone interview, I think that if you can get a couple of your buddies to phone you just 10 minutes before the interview and say you only want them on for 3 minutes, But you want your buddies to tell you some jokes so that you can laugh, so that when you get onto the interview, you will actually be feeling relaxed and better about yourself. And to be quite honest with you, as you probably do appreciate, and a lot of other people will appreciate, the best and funniest jokes are off-color jokes.
Connor Kunin has a very unique way of looking for work in this difficult economy and assisting with your job transition. He details it all in his new book, Sheaf Gab the World, available online at irishmanspeaks.com. If you'd like to talk with Connor, our phone lines are open at 718-506-1944 at WAMS. Sheaf Gab is an acronym, and we've talked about structure, we've talked about help, we've talked about environment. You say improve. Do you mean improve your skill set? What do you mean by improve?
I mean improve in a lot of different ways. But ultimately what I mean is that if the interviewer says to you, if the interviewer is interviewing you, Burke, and says, Burke, you have been in job transition for the last 5 months. What have you done to improve yourself during the job transition process? And if you're having difficulty answering that question, I think that you have not been spending your time as productively as you should do. Because while the job search is a painful process and it really hurts people, it demotivates people, it also is a process where you can learn things about yourself and learn things about the industry that you're trying to get involved again in or about the competition. And if you can say to your interviewer, yes, Madam Interviewer, I have actually improved myself over the last 5 months by either doing certification courses, or I know more about your industry because I've been researching it every single day for the last 5 months. I know about your competition, and I have improved myself. And ultimately, the idea behind the I for improve is that if you can say, I'm a better candidate now than when I left my previous position 4 months ago or 5 months ago, that means you've actually been using your time really productively. And the job seeker can do it, but they've got to decide to do it. They've got to go and make an effort to improve during the transition process.
So it's very much about marketing yourself to show yourself in the best possible light then. Connor Kunin is our guest. We're talking about job transitions. And Connor, obviously you live here in the States now in the Chicagoland area. Are you in touch with folks back in Ireland, and what is the job market like in your home country as opposed to here?
It is quite a struggle over in Ireland, as now as well, Burke. Up to about 2 years ago, Ireland was the golden child of the European economy, and we had one of the lowest unemployment rates, about 3% unemployment. I'll actually comment on that word unemployment in a moment, but from a government point of view, they had official records of about 3.5% unemployment. It's now 11%, and we've got an economy that is really in dire difficulty. But for anyone who's listening out there, the Irish tourism product is absolutely wonderful. They need your money. Go over there and spend your US dollars. and reduce the get more people off the dole over there. But it's a struggle. It's the same as here in the States. And actually, when I was back in Ireland during the summer, I did a couple of Sheaf Gab the World programs. And what's interesting is the pain, the trauma, the anxiety that job seekers suffer here in Chicago or in Baltimore or in Washington is exactly the same as what they suffer in Dublin or Limerick and in Cork.
It cuts across all ages, all economic levels. All right. The F in Sheaf Gab stands for family. Tell me about that.
Right. Sheaf Gab the World, as I say, means do it or make it happen. And these eight building blocks will help you to do it and make it happen. And one of the things that happens to a job seeker, particularly job seekers who have been in positions where maybe they've been leaving the house at 7 o'clock in the morning, not getting back until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, or have been traveling 3-4 days a week, etc. What happens is that there is a huge change in the family dynamic. And the best way I illustrate this is I've got this concept called parking spots. And if, Burke, when you, if you've got a favorite parking spot, so that every morning when you get to the office at 7 o'clock, you've got a favorite parking spot and you always get it. You've had that for the last 2 or 3 years. And if someday someone comes and you arrive at 7 o'clock and someone has taken your parking spot, I mean, you just want to kind of slash the tires, key the car or whatever it is. It's totally illogical, but that's the normal reaction because someone has taken your parking spot. Now, what's that got to do with the family? what happens with the family is that the person who was out of the house 12, 14 hours a day when they were in the previous paying job now is spending most of their time in the house. And what they're doing is they're taking parking spots home. Now, it might sound a bit goofball. I mean, it is your own home. But the kid who was on the computer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon no longer can get on the computer. Your spouse or partner who's used to having the house to themselves no longer has the house to themselves. And when you take someone's parking spot, the person gets a little bit agitated. So what I suggest is that find ways to change your environment, structure time to get out of the house, to be not taking parking spots, and you will see a difference in the way the family environment and the way the family reacts to you.
It certainly can change the entire dynamic, and of course there's an awful lot of stress involved there as well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a job search is designed to do people's head in, and until they, you actually get involved in the job transition process, the job search community, you don't really appreciate just the anxiety and the pain and the suffering that the job seeker goes through, and also the family. And when you've got that kind of stress, and then you've got financial problems as well, it's a real minefield.
The G in Chief Gab, for Chief Gab the World, which is Connor Kinnean's new book, stands for goals. And, you know, that's a word that's somewhat overused, I think, in motivational speak and get up and go for it speak. What do you mean specifically by goals? Setting a goal of X number of interviews?
No, I actually almost go the complete opposite way, Borkin. The way I work on this is that some of our listeners might be familiar with a concept called BHAGs, which is a B-H-A-G, which Jim Collins used in a number of his books on and things. Other executives have used a big, hairy, audacious goal. Now, I actually say when it comes to goals, instead of BHAG, you should actually have a concept called SHAG, S-H-A-G, which stands for small, highly achievable goals. S-H-A-G, small, highly achievable goals. And if you're, if I ask you, Burke, how do you feel after you achieve a goal? What do you?
You feel good. You feel fantastic.
You feel good. You feel fantastic. The job seeker should find ways to feel good and feel fantastic. And if they set themselves small, highly achievable goals, they're going to feel better about themselves. Then they can go after another small, highly achievable goal and feel better about themselves and go after another one. So what I actually suggest is examples of small, highly achievable goal. One is create a Chief Gab process, for instance. So, for instance, one small, highly achievable goal would be I will promise myself I'll change my environment, which is the E in Chief Gab, and I will go to the local library tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock rather than work at home. And when I'm walking to the local library at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, because I've promised I would do that and structured I would do it, I'm going to feel better about myself, and I've achieved a small, highly achievable goal, which is going to encourage me to do another small, highly achievable goal.
Our guest is Connor Kinnean. His new book is Chief Gab, The World. It's all about job transition and the 8 building blocks to a successful transition. Matthew is in Michigan. It's one of the hardest hit states in America in terms of unemployment. Matthew, you're on the air with job transition expert Connor Kinnean.
Hey, Connor. I was recently laid off from my job, and I wanted to know, when you were out of work, what was like the number one thing that you did that helped you find your next job?
Right. Well,
that's a great question. And Connor, let me ask you as well, when you were laid off, how long were you out?
Well, I'm a little bit different in that once I left corporate America, I decided I didn't want to go back into it. I spent some time with an outplacement company just trying to figure out what I would do, et cetera, and I decided I wanted to do my own thing. So initially I did some food service consulting, which was my background, but then what I did was I morphed into a keynote speaker, and I basically positioned myself as a James Joyce meets Tom Peters, offering a substance with humor. So what I tried to do was, what that helped me with, though, was I had a clear idea of what I wanted to do, and I was making sure that I kept busy during my journey to where I am right now. And I think the critical thing for you and anyone listening is, as I said, make sure you try and stay busy. And going back to the point about goals that we mentioned a moment ago, Burke, by small, highly achievable goals, and this, Matthew, could help you as well. If, for instance, you do work around the house and maybe you have to clean out your basement or do something in the garage, etc., actually structure that and set it as a small, highly achievable goal. Now, you've got to do your resume work, you've got to do your interview work, you've got to go to the local career center as well. But almost everything that you do during the day, ask yourself, can I set that as a goal? And can I set it in a structured way so that tomorrow morning I know that having gone to the library or having gone to the career center, I know when I come back then into my own house, I've actually got a specific thing I'm going to be doing at 2 o'clock. And for you, you've got a really tough environment up in Michigan. Job search, as you well know, is it's a mind game that I keep telling people. And you've got to stay busy and have a good structure in your day and in your week.
Matthew, good luck in your job search, and thanks for listening today. Connor, we've got just a few minutes and two more letters to get to in Chief Gab. One of them is attitude, A for attitude, a positive attitude, an aggressive attitude. What kind of attitude would serve a job seeker best?
Well, I think obviously the best attitude is a positive one. But what I try to look at here in this process, Burke, is that everyone suffers downtimes. I mean, there is no one in this world that doesn't hit a pothole or a speed bump at some stage. And what I suggest to people is that you've got to find ways to be able to address when things go wrong. And I think there's one very, very simple question that will help you when things go wrong. And that is to ask yourself, what do I want my attitude to be? So, for instance, if you get stuck in a traffic jam on the way home this afternoon, and if you ask yourself the question, what do I want my attitude to be? You're not going to say, I want to be angry, I want to be confused, I want to be annoyed. You're more likely to say, I don't want to be angry, I don't want to be confused or upset about being stuck in this traffic jam. So what you might do is you might decide to put on some nice, mellow music like Metallica or something like that. But, I mean, but it's a really powerful question. I fell into that question about 6 years ago. I came across it, my own personal experience, and I use it regularly now. And it doesn't mean that I don't get upset. It doesn't mean that I don't feel down at times, but it really does help me. And in job search, you've got to be able to walk into that interview 12 foot tall and bulletproof. And there, for those of you who are in job search, you're going to get a lot more disappointments probably before you get that wonderful job. But when you ask yourself the question, what do I want my attitude to be, it will help you. It's not a panacea, but it definitely will help you. It's a powerful question.
Author and job transition expert Connor Kinnean is our guest, and the last letter in the acronym for Chief Bag in the eight building blocks that you've outlined here is B for behavior.
Right. Ultimately, what I say, Burke, is that if you take these Chief Gab building blocks, you will behave in a way that will impress your employer or prospective employer. But there's one simple little exercise people could do. If you were to, for the listeners, if they were to write down the three words that describe their behavior, and by that I mean, what are the three words that someone would say about you after you leave the room? Because basically what happens, if you talk from a marketing point of view, behavior creates brand, employers buy brand, consumers buy brand. So for the job seeker, if you were to think of the three words, write down the three words that you would like people to say about you after you've left the room. Hold those three words in your wallet or in your purse. See them regularly and ask yourself after that last networking meeting or the last person I met, would they say those three words? Would they use those three words to describe me and my behavior? And if they do, you have a much better chance of creating the kind of behavior that will encourage people to hire you and help you find that well-paying job.
The book is called Chief Gab the World. That's S-H-E-I-F-G-A-B, Chief Gab the World, the eight building blocks to successful job transition. The website for Connor Kinnean, our guest today, is irishmanspeaks.com, and you have a special offer for the book on the website, I understand.
I do, yeah. If you go to the website, I actually tell people that they can save $4 towards their next pint of Guinness.
I'm in now. There's a stampede there now.
There's a stampede because the book lists at $14.95, but if you go to my website, there's a special offer. You can get it for $4 off. So you can get it for $10.95, and postage and package then brings it up to around the $13 or $14. But Burke, quite honestly, this is a whole concept I feel really passionate about. I'm convinced, and from comments from other people, that the book really can make a difference, and it's also written in a humorous form.
Irishman Conor Cunneen has been our guest today on WAMS Radio. The book is Chief Gab the World, The 8 Building Blocks to Successful Job Transition. He's a public speaker. You may see him on a stage or platform near you. And by all means, pick up his new book and visit him online at irishmanspeaks.com.
Thank you, Burke.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Burke Allen. For Conor Cunneen, this is WAMS. Now, go out and make it a great day.